Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We are going to have a really fun, lighthearted conversation today. And happy week back from spring break for a lot of you, including myself. So we will jump right into it, all things motherhood. Guys, I've literally never had anybody be so prompt in my entire life, and I like love the promptness, and I was just like very, oh my gosh, I can't, especially because you guys have so many children.
And my kids, I think my kids' last report card is like 68 weeks. But we do have a babysitter who reminds us of where to be and when to be on time. We have a babysitter.
Like Kat and Nat have a babysitter.
Yeah. Well, like when I babysitter, we mean like team members
share a babysitter?
Organized and make sure we're organized. Yes. Yeah.
Who babysits you guys?
We love it for
got
us.
It.
She's a lot more
I
than a babysitter, but at times like this, it feels like a babysitter.
I mean, you guys are hilarious. I also like, I so appreciate all of the videos and like the lighthearted nature with all things motherhood and making a joke of a lot of it. Of course, you guys do things that are more serious and focus on different parts of it, but just like the mom groups that I have send your guys videos back and forth every single day, like oftentimes just to get through certain phases of motherhood, and all the focus on the teenage things is a subject that we have not even gotten into on BDA Baby at all. And you guys have been talking about it so much, and all the questions were literally about teenagers. Can you, I know you guys have seven kids between the two of you, but can 14. You just run through ages really fast?
I go 7, 8, 11, 13,
12,
14, and then 14.
We did it wrong.
7 to 14.
That was hard.
Absolutely. You have some good
at 2
kind of
and
like
they don't
hormonal
end,
ages.
I think till about 32. No, then they probably go into the next stage of hormone. I don't think
they
end.
Gosh. And then there's menopause. That's probably
crazy
too.
It's crazy.
No, but honestly, like it sort of happens out of the blue. Like you don't expect for all of a sudden to be dealing with like tween and teen issues. And it's so different than the baby stuff. And although it's really important to teach your baby how to walk, talk, eat, and sleep, and have empathy and all of that, the issues that you're dealing with when your kids are out there in the world on their own get a little heavy.
Yeah. I mean, I love the comparison of talking about like this terrible two phase. My daughter's 2.5. Everybody talks about the terrible twos and like the toddlers and, you know, just all of a sudden they have opinions and they are, you know, have tempers and temper tantrums and like this whole, but you guys talk about like that
absolutely
doesn't really end,
I
and then has like a whole resurgence in teenagers.
Like,
now all of a sudden they're teenagers
the first
and
time
you actually need to like pay attention in a different way.
When they're like, no, you're like, sorry, what? And it's not like a no where you can like pick them up. And they say adolescence starts in like 7 and 8 years old, where the sass just like comes out of nowhere. And you're like, sorry, I thought that you were obsessed with me and I was obsessed with you.
Yeah.
And we're best friends. No, that's not how it's going.
No.
It's really, it's like the train leaves and you weren't on it. You're like, wait, I thought we were on the same page and you're not.
Oh, yeah. And at that age, you can't just sit back and let it happen. Like you have to be involved, but you have to be involved in the right way.
The balance I feel like is always how to still be friends with your kids, but not, you know, of course, like you have to have rules and structure and things like that and be involved as a parent. And then you also want to be, you know, friendly with them, but not blur the lines of being best friends with them without being the parent.
Okay.
Like, how are you guys
doing? You know
what?
I actually have an answer here. I think that, oh God, this is going to sound like really weird, but I think each kid
here we go. Let's get weird.
Has a love language. And I think you have to uncover what their love language is and what that means to them and how they receive your love as a parent, because each one, you, nothing is fair because they don't all need the same thing. And I say to my kids, this one's feet grew, they need new shoes. So at this moment, they're getting new shoes. Just because they need new shoes doesn't mean you all get new shoes if you don't need them. And I feel like as a mom, you constantly can kind of feel your children, who needs what when, and some need more touch. Some need, my son needs me to show up in the hockey rink at his games. That's his love language. My little one wants to touch me. So I think that we have to kind of unpeel what those look like and have experiences with them as a person, not just how we want to give them love.
And some of them are good at like saying it. Like I had my son say to me last week, he went to school early and then he came home later. And then I had to go, I was going out to dinner with my girlfriends, and he goes to me out loud, "I've only seen you for 4 minutes today." And I thought, I would never think that like a 13-year-old boy would have ever like felt that. And I was like, "Oh, that's really good to know." But in other cases, they don't even know what they need from you. So you really have to like go through it to find out what they need.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Is there like a check-in style situation that you do with your kids?
Part of my language, that, you know, helps with that? No, it's time to check in when they are hating you or really having a hard time in the family. Usually you're like, okay, your automatic response is to get mad, but usually there's something more. They usually need time, or like they need you for something. And I think that the biggest, if moms with older kids know, the hardest thing is when you get teenagers, you can't feel them the same way in your core. Like little kids, you can feel in your core. I don't know how to describe it, but when they get older, they kind of go off on their own. And it's like, you can't touch them the same way. That's really hard with older kids. You're like, come back, come back, come back. And sometimes they show up, and then the next minute they hate you and you're like, I thought we were on the same page.
And you know, they're also getting support, friendship, and influence outside of you. So, you know, you could hear them on the phone or they tell you about these texts and they're sharing with their friends and they're looking to them for advice. And that's kind of scary, but in all the parenting experts that we have spoken to, they say the biggest influence on your teenagers is actually you, even if it feels like they don't want to hear one word out of your mouth. So it's really important to remember that.
I feel like that's such a scary part of your kids growing up and also giving them like a phone or just, you know, the ability to communicate outside of you supervising is the influence from other kids, other parents, other families, like all of that. How has that been? Because I'm not there at all yet. I mean, I have a 10-year-old stepson, but like he doesn't have a cell phone, but just the overall, you know, COVID affected that. I feel like for a lot of kids, like there wasn't as much, you know, you were spending a lot of time at home. You were able to have, you know, your eyes on your kids in a totally different way for different age groups that maybe wasn't traditionally normal for that time frame. But, you know, now kids are back out and you guys are probably experiencing that.
It's so true, because during that time, like, how do you deal with that? And we knew where they were, and it was at an age.
And you chose their friends because you liked the mom. Have you? Yeah. We ended up together. They're supposed to not have anybody else.
I know, it's true. And now it's like they're going out, but now it's like you feel like they're a bit delayed because like age appropriateness and missing those years of experimentation. And like what Kat and I were doing in grade 7 and 8 is not, our kids were at home with us. So now we're like, the only thing is that now that they're a little, they're actually like, their age is a little bit older, but you just, there has to be, you have to sort of put faith in the fact that you have taught them the lessons.
They are going to make mistakes. That's part of learning. They can't be perfect and you want them to. I'm always like to my kids, like, go do bad things because
do bad things when you're 14 and 15.
Yeah, not when you're 18 and 19, because bad things at 13 and 14 are way better than bad things at 18 and 19. You know what I mean? Like, do bad things now because you're not going to get a record for life. Like,
it's our so whole career, true.
You know, so go. Little things now are what is I try to help them make mistakes, mm-hmm. even if it's not handing an assignment on time. Like, mm-hmm. do you know, just like really don't be afraid to make mistakes and let them make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to like, one of the things that I was talking to you guys about when we were all together in person a couple months ago was your guys' bond and your friendship that's been, you know, so long, and you guys have gone through so much together and of just life and also parenting. And I feel like that's one thing I'm, you know, my oldest daughter is 2.5 years old. So I'm very, you know, I'm fairly new in this whole space, but just the kind of community and the other moms that you lean on for support. And I feel like that's really, I mean, such a huge part of your guys' whole page and just what you guys talk about and what you do is that people connect to you because they feel like you're their girlfriends and that you're all going through it together. Can you talk a little bit about that and just the importance of having each other to lean on in these times, and also the response from other moms if you have teens or if you have toddlers like myself, of just like
going back to the very
relationship
start, like,
with
even
you
we're talking
throughout
about teens,
the whole thing,
having a 2.5-year-old. I'll just start by saying, when I was having a really hard time and I felt really alone when I first had my daughter, Kat and I hadn't like got stuck like glue together yet because she hadn't had her baby. And my doctor went to go write me a prescription, and it was actually, go meet other moms with babies. Like, you're isolated, you're not talking to people, you're not sharing your experiences. So you think that you're like, you know, you feel so like scared and not, don't know what to do. But if you talk to other moms, it will immediately just make you feel better and know that you're not alone. And that's how we started our community and our friendship, and even into having teens. It's so important that people do share their experiences, although it's tricky because now you're talking about a kid who has their own identity and maybe their, you know, their own personality and relationships. So you got to be careful about where you talk about them and share their experiences, because, you know, word can get around.
Yeah. And I think that when you even write down to when we go away on tour and we go for work, it's other moms in our community who are picking up and driving our children for carpool to and from school, and our moms who help out, and our, obviously our husbands also do a lot, but with 7 kids, they all go to different schools, as you do, you know, because each kid
has their own identity. You know what I mean? Anyways, you know, we're trying to like service them. Well, don't know what we're thinking over here, but,
We definitely, it's really, I think women get such an appreciate, like, I think we're all really there for each other. And it's just the small things, you know, when you see someone with a child who's having a temper tantrum, just smiling at them and being like, it's okay, I've been there, you're doing a great job, or, you know, complimenting another woman as a woman, not just as a mom. And I think it's just really, being supportive of the journey. Cause we all do it differently, but they love our kids just want us. And I think if every mom can remember that, they want you just as you are. No, not a lot of kids are like, I wish I had a different mom. That they wouldn't change you. So, and we get so caught up in the ways, and moms just are always have our backs always, like from forms we don't sign to field trips that we forget to send the form. Like, you didn't do the form, do it. I'm like, right. They sign our kids up for camp.
They do. And the other thing is, and when your kids get older, like, it is really special to celebrate your children for their big achievements, whether it's getting into college or being captain of a team or getting straight A's. But there's always more to the story. And if everyone is only sharing the highlight reel, just like how people do on social media, then just you're not really sharing the truth, and you're not creating a community where you can feel supported. So if, you know, if there's a safe place that you can say, like, talk about mental health with your kids, talk about the pressures that they're having, talk about their, you know, all the different things that they're going through with their identity and experimenting with things. Because when you think you're the only one and a mom group starts talking and someone says something, and all of a sudden there's so much comfort in knowing I'm not the only one who's struggling in my house with my kid. And where else are you going to turn? You've got to lean on each other, and you have to share. Mm-hmm.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday.
Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
One of the things, I mean, you guys do so many things, of course, very, very well. And it's, of course, why you guys are as successful as you are. But one of the things that I really has stood out to me with your kind of mom group and your mom tone and vibe is that you're not at all putting out the kind of talk behind each other's back about this mom doing something bad or that mom doing that. Which even though I have, you know, I have a 10-month-old, a 2.5-year-old and a 10-year-old stepson, I already see so many moms that, you know, do that. They like talk behind each other. Did you see this? Did you see that, mom? So one of the things that like really draws me into your community is that you guys are just very real, open, honest. And you're like, I forgot to do this. Okay, cool. This mom helped me and picked me up here. But do you have any advice for, I mean, for me and also just for moms in general who might be dealing with those like catty moms that want to be able to have the kind of support that you guys are talking about and that you guys have in your relationship where you're just like, you know, wanting to have a mom group that's really supportive and uplifting of each other and
as
not
moms,
ones that are trying
we
to
take
like,
a lot of,
you know, talk smack about each other.
Where our children's successes and we apply, we think, if it's not where other people's kids are, whether it's an Ivy League school, whether it's the best hockey team, baseball team, we have problems with it. And I think that we as moms need to let, first of all, we need to let our kids be on their own journey and be their own people. And we need to be okay with who they are as people, because I think that's where a lot of these conversations come into play is we see other moms putting other kids, like kids down in conversations. And I think that
go into this, that we've talked about this. This is a really good one about them listening to you. This is a good one.
And I just think that we,
you can tell we talk all the time.
I think as parents, we begin to talk about other people's children in front of our own children. And we create a narrative of negative talking about
people. They think we can't hear them.
And they're hearing it. So you'll hear them be
hear us.
Even if they're like, being like, oh, they don't deserve to be in that team. They don't work that hard, you know? And I just really think that when we make things in life secrets or a big, like shameful, or, you know, our kids aren't getting the best or doing the best grades, we really cause these narratives that don't matter. You know, like 4 of our 7 children are on IEPs and, you know, will struggle in school and not get straight A's and will most likely never get into an Ivy League school, but they're working so hard that we have to honor the process.
And I can only imagine that they're doing their best, because moms are only ever trying to do their best.
And like, not shame them. I just think that it's so easy to get caught up in a negative conversation.
And gossip too.
And just, I think if we can, as a society, shut it down and not be afraid of, you know, our flaws and the things that, you know, we don't have going on for us. And it's okay. Like, we were not straight A students, and that's okay. And we're here. Like, your dreams can't be quantified by degrees and awards. What happens is, I think we have to put, you know, the lines are messy in parenting and in childhood, and our kids are going to make mistakes. And we just have to be there and try to raise them as good people, not as achievement bound people, because everyone's journey is different. And I think us as moms just have to really shut down conversations that are negative about other people's children and about each other.
Yeah, we need to lead by example, because even if your kid is 3 rooms over, they always want to know what the grownups are talking about.
And our daughters, you know, if someone says something in my house about another child, like another daughter, I say, you know, we're not going to talk about her that way, because she's your friend and she's been in this house before. So there, you can have issues, but we're not going to go and talk about this person as negative. Like, let's talk through about how we can raise this differently, how we can problem solve, because this is an actual friend.
And you'd also be surprised with not only like teenage girls, but also women, when you shut it down, it just sort of gives them like, oh, wow. Like, I didn't even realize I was doing that. So sometimes you have to say something out loud just to sort of stop it.
When it comes to mental health, I mean, you touched on this a little bit, but especially having teenagers and, you know, it being a crazy time, there's crazy things going on in the world. And also there's social media. You know, you guys are also on social media. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your kids have like a different relationship with it. And also just like seeing what you guys talk about and what you guys do. What is that balance or conversation like for you guys in your homes of, you know, being transparent with your children and being honest, like, and just having that open dialogue?
Oh, it is a conversation in our house, like, all the time. Just so you know, like, we are always talking to our daughters and our sons about what they're seeing online,
what they're sending online,
who's saying what's real. Like, it is, we're always talking about it because obviously it's a big part of our lives. And we know that there's probably no way it's not going to be a part of their lives. This is the reality. So having open conversations about, you know, the way that they're feeling, how long they're spending on their, on mm-hmm. their screens, mm-hmm. what they're looking at, checking out what their algorithm is.
Yeah, you can go on their phones and see what they're being served. So, like, just, like, go lie with them and don't steal it. Just lie beside them and, like, see what they're watching. And then, you know, also we share We share TikTok videos with our daughters in terms of, like, hey, this is a trend or a conversation. Did you know about this? Mm-hmm. Not like, are you doing this? Have you just sort of giving them permission to be experts in it and having that conversation of, I don't know better. I actually don't know better, but did you hear this? Did you know about this? And then we can have that conversation. But parents, I want you to hear me. Your children, even though you say they can't have apps and they can't have this, they hide them. I can't tell you how many kids I have had in my house whose parents think they don't have social media. And let me tell you, they all do, hidden in folders and apps and fake names.
So. And we also have insights a lot of our TikTok followers are actually like younger teenage girls who are inspired by the friendship and say, basically, when I grow up, I want to be able to still be like this with you. And they tag their best friend. And they share a lot of insight stories with us. And they're like, I was never allowed to have social media. Of course I did.
They go to the point where they delete the app when they go home and then reinstall it during the day.
So secret folders, everything.
Yeah. So it is, I'd rather have the dialogue than, you know what I mean? Than shut it down.
It's gotta be realistic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's also like, how do you even prevent your kids from getting to a point where they're hiding all of that from you and not?
But it's like, also a natural part of being comfortable to share. Like, I mean, we started a subscription-based parenting platform.
Yeah, membership.
Form called The Common Parent because we needed to know all of the stuff from experts. And these are the best experts from all over the world who really just give us like hot tips on this is why they're behaving this way. Don't try and stop them from doing this. Here's the real talk on it. Like everything, because you can pretend as a parent you have some idea, but we all didn't grow up in the same world that they're growing up. So don't pretend that you know better.
We're the first generation who's parenting children where our parents didn't parent us. So we have no one to draw on. We're the guinea pigs right now, basically learning what you should and should. It's kind of scary.
And our kids know so much more than we do because it's innate to them.
Yeah, no, it's so true. My husband and I were talking about that recently. It's like, this is the first, you know, wave of people parenting kids with this much access to social media and all these different, you know, we've grown up with different pressures of body image pressures or, you know, pressures in social circles or things like that. But the difference of having, you know, a TikTok, an Instagram, a, you know, Facebook, I had Facebook towards the end of my high school, but I didn't have all of this, you know, different social media. So it's definitely... No filter, like none of that. Like I see like, you know, even my little cousins, I have a 13-year-old cousin and it's like crazy to see, you know, how they're dealing with all of that and like what they talk about and how they view themselves. So it's definitely a totally different world. And I think we're, you know, as you're saying, we're all the guinea pigs. I know that you guys have such a crazy schedule, but just to wrap it up, you guys mentioned that you guys, you know, you were on tour, you have tons of kids, tons going on in your life, marriages, like relationships, friendships, all of it. How do you guys find a balance? Because you can't balance it all perfectly. Obviously, we know that as moms and as parents, like there's no such thing as a perfect balance of everything. Some days you're great at being a mom. Some days you're great at being a best friend. Other days you're great at being a partner or a wife and working. But how do you guys just give yourself grace in the times where, you know, it's like a balance of figuring out what to prioritize, you know, on different days and being gentle with yourself in that journey?
You know, for me, like guilt is such a privilege to have because a lot of
women are working around the clock just to get food on the table and, you know, really just support and keep their kids' basic needs alive. And I think as moms, when we feel guilty or apologize for who we are as people, we're teaching our children to be ashamed of us trying our best. And I think that if we can just all step into like, oh my gosh, like I'm a great mom and I'm doing so like the best I can. I love you so much. I think we would raise such a different generation of people who we would feel empowered by what we're trying to do versus apologizing for what we do. And I just think that, you know, throwing balance out and just realizing like, you know, yesterday I took out all the food to cook it. And I didn't get around to it. And I went to McDonald's like three times because
I got this different. She goes, what are we making for dinner tonight? I said, well, I know you have pork tenderloin in your house and I do too. So let's make pork tenderloin together. So she calls me later and then I go, so how did the pork tenderloin go?
Because I hate cooking.
She goes, it's still sitting in the sink.
We went to McDonald's for the third time this week, you know, and I, you know, on Easter morning, I ordered McDonald's because that's what I had the capacity to do. And everyone's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, I sure did. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
They're fed and happy. And I just really think that we need to stop apologizing for being humans because we really are teaching our daughters and our sons that we're never enough. Mm-hmm. If we're always being like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've got to focus this. I got to feel this. Like we just have to live our lives in non-apologetic ways where we're, you know, unless you've done something, then apologize. But, you know, just own it and live it and love it and enjoy it because if you can think of your parents as joyful, I don't think there's another memory I want our children to remember other than us laughing and smiling and enjoying them as people rather than stressing about what I'm not controlling or controlling. I just want them to remember my mom was so happy when she was with us. That's my dream not the cake I didn't make them or the Easter breakfast I didn't feed them properly. I want them to remember us laughing about, you know, the morning rather than anything else.
So that hopefully they'll come home for Sunday dinner.
Yeah. They'll show up when they're grown-ups and they'll live around the corner and buy a house across the street from us, like you.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, that's like one of the things that everybody, when people ask me like, what is something that you want to do like your mom did with her, you know, having four kids and a crazy life and tons of things going on. And I always say, especially now as a mom myself, my mom always was having a blast as a mom. Like she was always the most fun. She would always tell us like she's down for any adventure, down for whatever, always wanting to play pranks, do fun things. And I said to her like recently, I was like, were you ever stressed or overwhelmed because you had four kids? At one point you were First Lady of California. You had a crazy career, parents that you cared for, siblings, like so much going on. And she was like, I was overwhelmed and stressed so much, but I never, and my siblings and I never felt that from her at all. She always just like, I just reflect on my childhood as just my mom wanting to constantly have fun with us kids and always, you know, do something different, have an adventure in some way. So I totally feel that exact same way of, and I think it is like, you know, you guys are very good and open about being honest with your children and also with the people who look up to you and admire you about like, you know, being real and being relatable about keeping that open and honest conversation and also setting an example for your children and especially your daughters about, you know, open and honest communication around body image, around balancing acts, around motherhood, you know, being a wife, being a woman, being a working woman. Like these are all things that you can say so much, but also how you act and behave is so important. You guys do such an awesome job at that. So I'm so grateful. I love everything that you guys said and I admire you guys as like a new mom myself, just like, I'm like absorbing all the information and so also much. Just always down for good like, laughs.
No, you're
girls.
Killing it over
so
there. You're
thank you so amazing. Much for taking like,
you
me
look, you make it look flawless and we know little kids are a different game. That's not as easy to be carefree and joyful. Just so you know, it does get easier. Just so you know, when you're not worried about them, like falling down, like doing something that could potentially harm them severely, it does get a little more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.